USA News, I'm Corey Byers. An American researcher who fell ill more than 3,000 feet below the entrance of a cave in Turkey has recovered sufficiently enough to be extracted in an operation that could last 3 or 4 days. Mark Dickey, a 40-year-old experienced caver, became suddenly ill with stomach bleeding during that expedition in the Morka cave in southern Turkey's Taurus Mountains. Rescuers from Europe have rushed to the cave for an operation to save him, including a Hungarian doctor who reached and treated him. That rescue mission is now underway. President Joe Biden will try and make a case for U.S. preeminence over China during his visit with G20 leaders in India.
Sources have reported there are U.S.-backed efforts to beef up the International Monetary Fund by $200 billion in order to give overtaxed and impoverished nations, mostly in Africa, another option for funding outside of China. There are also joint efforts by the U.S., India, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates to connect the Middle East and the Indian subcontinent through a new rail network. China is offering lesser developed nations its Belt and Road Initiative. Chinese President Xi Jinping will not be at the G20. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The CDC warning this week that cases of respiratory virus, or RSV, are rising among young children in some parts of the southeastern U.S. The CDC says it wants clinicians and caregivers to be aware of RSV because it can be particularly dangerous for babies, young children, and older adults. Hurricane Lee has reached Category 5 status, and it's expected to get even stronger. The latest analysis of the megastorm says it has sustained winds of around 165 miles an hour, but it could strengthen to about 180 miles an hour by tonight. This is USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Freshness ladies, you with the three small spaces.
One continuous freshness that fights odors with no batteries and no outlets. Try Febreze Small Spaces. Ah, but what's a small space? To answer that, we brought in our lawyer.
Small spaces include, but are not limited to, bathrooms, closets, laundry room, kid room, pet corners, man cave, she sheds, most nooks, and all crannies.
There you go. Febreze Small Spaces is the world's most convenient. Febreze Small Spaces is super convenient and never stops freshening for 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
Be happy, Febreze, la 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 la.
96 gun salutes echoed across the UK, one for each of the years that the late Queen Elizabeth lived. Today, marking 1 year since her passing, Balmoral Castle, a place she often called her favorite, held a memorial for Elizabeth.
A life lived in the service of others is a rare jewel. It is a jewel that Her Late Majesty the Queen wore as a crown.
People from all over are visiting the castle today to remember their late queen and feel closer to her. The Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow became the highest paid player in the NFL yesterday, agreeing to a 5-year, $275 million contract extension. That deal, which will pay Burrow an average of $55 million a year, puts him ahead of other top quarterbacks in the league. The superintendent of the state of Oklahoma, Ryan Walters, called for Western Heights School District to immediately terminate a drag queen they hired to be an elementary school principal. The principal of John Glenn Elementary School, Shane Mernon, is a drag queen who goes by the name Chantel Mandalay. The principal, though, also has a previous charge for child pornography from 20 years ago. Those charges were dismissed. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, pass me the intercom thing.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.